Welcome, good rising, on this beautiful day that Sonini has Yenwizi made. We will jubilani, rejoice, and be glad in it. We give all praise and honor and kimbo glory to the Most High, Sonini Nanini. We honor him and tell him that Nkumpuaku Yatundalala, that your name is great. And we praise his name. We honor his name this day. There is none like Modimo. There is none like the Most High who preserves our lives and keeps our lives. Therefore, we honor him and we praise and we glorify him. Today will be a day of prayer for our children and grandchildren. Please know that you can add to this prayer. This prayer is not all inclusive. This prayer can be added to. It is just a first step for you to encourage you to pray. And so, please do not think or feel that this is an all-inclusive prayer or that this prayer is what you do and that's it. Or you hear me pray and that's it. This is to encourage you to pray and have a connection and a personal relationship with the Most High. And so we will begin by saying, Matando, thank you, Sonini Nanini, Malanda, the Mighty One, for this time to speak with you. Batayame, Bataye, Henda, on our children, mercy on our children. Batayama, Bataye means my house is your house. And we welcome the Father into our homes, into our lives. And we ask him to have Henda, mercy on Abana, our children. Deliver them from the sickness of abominations, of the perversion of Nayoka, of the serpent, that they may come to the knowledge of the truth of Modimo, the Most High, and be washed in the water of his word, his lizwizi, and power, according to the covenant that the Father made with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacobi. I will be using today's scriptures as listed, Exodus 14:13-14, Deuteronomy 30:6, the book of Yasher, it's in the Apocrypha, chapter 37:14-15, Psalms 46:10, 11, chapter 48, verse 9, chapter 102, verse 28, chapter 112, verse 2, chapter 127, verse 3, and chapter 128. The book of Proverbs, chapter 23, verse 24, chapter 24, verses 1 and 2, 13 and 14, 21 and 22. Nahum, chapter 1, 13, chapter 2, verse 2, chapter 13, verse 12. Habakkuk, chapter 2, verse 14. Chapter 3, verse 2, Zephaniah, chapter 2, verse 7, chapter 3, verse 6, and 16, and 19, and Zechariah, chapter 4, verse 7, chapter 5, 6 through 8, and chapter 7, verse 11. Father, you are the same and your years never end. Our children will continue and now the sinless will be established before you. So Nini na Nini, they will be mighty on the earth, and they shall be blessed, wealthy, and riches shall be in their house. And this is the promise that you made to our fathers, Abraham, Issachar, and Jacob. Most High, our children are our heritage from you, and the fruit of our womb is a reward. Our children will be like olive plants all around our table. So Nini na Nini, you said that the earth would be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Most High as the waters cover the sea. Let it be so among our children. Let the knowledge of your glory as the waters cover the sea cover them. Revive your work in the midst of the years in the lives of our children. In the midst of the years, make your works known among our children. And in wrath, I pray that you remember mercy. Father, you are the same and your years never end. And we trust that you make good on your word. For you are the same yesterday, today, and always. And I thank you that you have saved our children, our sons and daughters, and have brought them to your side to seek your face and to do your will. Most High, you said that the father of the righteous will greatly rejoice, and he who begets a wise child will delight in them. Teach us as parents to teach our children to eat honey because it is good, so they shall have knowledge of wisdom in their soul, that when they find it, there is a prospect, so their hope is not cut off. Teach us as parents to rear and instruct and guide our children in every development of their lives, from babies even into adulthood. Help us to teach our children to be still and know that you are the mighty one. That you will exalt, that you will be exalted among the nations and in them. Let our children know that you are with them and that you are their refuge. Teach our children to think on your love and kindness always and to acknowledge you in all their ways. Teach our children to fear you and those in authority, to teach them not to associate themselves with those who give to change, for the calamity will rise suddenly. Help and teach our children not to be envious of evil men, nor desire to be with them, for their heart desires violence and their lips talk of troublemaking. Modimo, you promise that the generation of the upright shall be blessed, and that great shall be the peace of our children. Thank you for remembering your promises and bringing them to pass. Strengthen our children to put to death their members, which are on the earth, to put to death fornication, uncleanliness, passions, evil desires, covetousness, homosexuality, drunkenness, which is idolatry. Help them also to put away anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy language out of their mouth. Help them not to lie, since putting off the old man. Father, I ask that the new man come forth, who is renewed in knowledge according to the image of Messiah, Isaiah, who created our children. Therefore, as the elect of the Most High, holy and beloved, teach and enable them to put on mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering, forbearance, forgiveness, even as so Nini na Nini forgave and forgives them. But above all things, help our children to put on love, which is the bond of perfection. Let the peace of good rule in their hearts, to which also they were called. Let the word of so Nini na Nini dwell in them richly in all wisdom and teaching them, that they may not sin against you, Father. Father, since our sons and daughters have received your word, which they've heard from their parents, from the elders, of the nation, the truth of the Most High, which also works effectively in them. Let it work to turn their hearts and minds back to you, back to the covenant that you made with our fathers, Abana, Issachar, and Jacob. Father, bring them to you. Gather them from the north, south, east, and west. I ask that you protect them from any trap of the enemy. You said that you would deliver them from the snare of the fowler. Thank you, Modimo, for allowing me to pray for our children, that we might lift off and carry things away from them that will want to devour their lives. We take authority as we are in position and in right relationship with you, Sonini Nanini. We take authority over the devices of the enemy, and we bind the works of the enemy, the works of wickedness, and the plans to destroy our children. We break every stronghold in their lives. For your word declares that the weapons that are formed against them will not prosper. Our children will be the temple of Sonini Nanini. Our children will be the temple of Modimo. Our children will be the temple of the Most High. And we pray and speak these words over our children in the all-powerful name of Sonini Nanini. Father, sanctify and cleanse them with the washing of the water of your word, that you might present them to yourself as a glorious vessel, not having spot or wrinkle or anything that is unclean, but that our children should be set apart without blemish. Father, cause our children to trust you to provide the ultimate happiness, so that they may love and serve you only with their whole heart, mind, and body. Teach our children not to love the world, because in doing so, they will lust for the things of the world. But cause our children not to want to lust after this world. This is energized by the lie that something other than you can satisfy. Help our children come out of Babylon. Help our children to come out of Babylon. Help our children to come out of Babylon, Father. And by the authority in the name of Sonini Nanini, we rebuke the spirit of the world out of our children's lives. Father, help them not to submit to the falsehood of the world. Father, cause a deep conviction in them that the world's delight is temporal, and those who pursue worldly desire is under your certain righteous judgment. Cause our children to see clearly the absolute bankruptcy the world's power has, and overwhelm them by your grace toward them. Let their intimacy with Sonini Nanini be restored, revived, renewed, so that it can be deepened in their heart. Cause our children to be homesick for Sonini Nanini. Cause our children to be homesick for the Most High. Cause our children to become sick to walk the way Masindisi walked, and the way Isaiah walked before you. Cause their hearts to be homesick for you, Most High. Cover our children in the whole armor of Modimo. Father, you said, whatsoever we loose on earth, you will loose in heaven. And what we bind on earth, you will bind in heaven. Father, by the authority that you have given your people through your name, Sonini Nanini, we bind the hand of the enemy off of our inheritance and off your possession. Loose them to everlasting life in you, Father. You have already paid for them, Father. You have already redeemed us, Father. We command by the power of the authority in the name of Sonini Nanini that the enemy release our children and let them go. Father, we send in a gap for our children and fight for them so that their eyes will be open and they will be free from demonic bondage so that they can see their need for you. Father, according to your word, we pray that you circumcise our children's heart and the heart of your descendants to love you with all their heart and soul, that they may live. Father, it is by your power that our children will surrender to you. We command the spirit of stubbornness, pride, rebellion, distraction, deception, and any other spirit that has attached itself to our children to be brought low and confused, and that the capstone of salvation take place in their lives. Father, you have already laid the foundation of your word in our children's lives, and you will finish the work. You are faithful to complete your work in the lives of our children. Father, we gladly operate in the authority you said was ours through your son, Isaiah, Messendacy, and by your name, and we cast out iniquity and wickedness from the hearts of our children, from their minds, in every area of their lives. Father, we speak that our children will love righteousness and hate evil. Father, I ask you have tender mercy on our children. Have tender on our children when they shrug their shoulders and stop their ears from hearing you and surrendering their heart to you. When they make their heart like flint, refusing to obey your voice and your word and surrender to you. Father, I pray that you have mercy, that there be no great wrath upon their life. But Father, deal with their heart, that they will hear and take diligent heed to your word as it is proclaimed, that they may call out to you, Father, and be saved from destruction and desolation of spirit. In the name of Sonini Nanini, may you give them peace and sanctify them completely in their spirit, soul, and body, and preserve them blameless. You are faithful who called and chosen our children. You will also do it according to your word. Father, you are wonderful and mighty, and we believe that you will and have intervened on our children's behalf. Thank you, Sonini Nanini, that the strongholds of Ashdod and Akron, that the strongholds of homosexuality and abuse and neglect of children and neglect of your word, that the strongholds of mental health confusion, that the strongholds of prostitution and whoredom and whoremongering and addiction has been driven out and uprooted. We thank you that the spirit and the stronghold of Moab shall be like Sodom, and the spirit and the stronghold of Amnon shall be like Gomorrah in our children's lives. There shall be salt pits. There will be total destruction of the enemy's schemes and methods in our children's lives. Father, you are all powerful, and have cut off the power of the enemy, and his fortresses are devastated. Father, you made its streets desolate and empty for the enemy's cities in our children's lives. Their spirit, soul, and body are destroyed. There is no one left to inhabit those areas in their lives. You said in your word that the Egyptians that our children see today, they shall see no more forever, because you fight on their behalf. Father, whatever area of bondage our children find themselves in, Father, I ask you that the attachments, the effects, the soul ties will no longer have hold on their life. Now, Sonini Nanini, I am glad to say that in the name of your son, Messendacy and Isaiah, that although our children saw Egypt control their mind, heart, soul, and body today, they shall see again no more forever, for they are free from the bondage of the enemy and his cohorts. Father, I speak your word over the lives of our children and say Let not your hands, their minds be weak to give into abominable things. But Father, you are their mighty one in their midst. The mighty one you are will save. You will rejoice over them with gladness. And you will quiet our children with your love. Father, you will rejoice over our children with singing. And you will deal with all who afflicted them. You will gather our children and appoint them for praise, salvation, power, and authority in the name of Solini Nanini in every area of their life. In the mighty, precious name of Solini Nanini, the only wise Modimo, the only wise mighty one, be dominion, power, and majesty both now and forever. Father, your word declares that you will break off the enemy's yoke and burst the enemy's bonds apart. Father, have your way in the lives of our children as you have your way in the whirlwind and the storm. For the clouds are the dust of your feet. Yes, we believe that you will restore the excellence of our children and the strongholds of the enemy are fig trees with ripened figs. For when they are shaken, they fall into the mouth of the eater. Fire shall devour the bars and gates that the enemy has set up in our children's lives. The fire of Sonini Nanini will devour the bars and the gates. For the Most High is good. The Most High is a stronghold in the day of trouble. And the Most High knows who trusts in him. Father, by the authority you have given your people, your nation, through the life of Mascendancy, and by your name, we declare it so, that in the name of Sonini Nanini, our children shall teach and live your word. We declare that the anointing, that the power of Sonini Nanini will be upon our children. And we speak in your name that no weapon that has been formed against them or will be formed against them shall prosper. Father, we thank and praise you for your goodness, mercy, and grace. For your love and kindness, which is better than life. Father, you sit above the circle of the earth. You are all-knowing, all-seeing, all-able, and there's nothing too hard for you. You are the true and living mighty one. You are the true and living self-existing one. You and you alone are the one who is and who is. You and you alone are the one who is and who will be. You will be who you was, who is, who and who will be. You are Niyame. And we repent of our sins, transgressions, iniquities, for breaking your law and your covenant. And we ask that you forgive us and wash us again in the water of your word and truth. As we stand and continue to stand in the gap for our children and pray for them. We acknowledge and confess that our children are practicing sin and abomination of homosexuality. Many of our children are in this. And anything concerning the homosexuality agenda. We know that the outcome of this is death. But Father, we come speaking your word over our children because you told us to put you in remembrance of your word. The enemy wants to kill, steal, and destroy our children and sift them as wheat. But just as Mascendancy prayed for the disciples, for Peter, that when he was converted, he would strengthen his brother. So, Father, we pray for our children's heart that they will be converted to honor and live for you. We pray that the desire for homosexual relationships be severed out of their heart and minds. Furthermore, Father, we speak life over our children. We speak the life of the living. So, Nini Nanini. Your word says that anyone who practices this behavior, homosexuality, would be cast into the lake of fire. We pray that your word come alive in the lives of our children. That says you desire that none perish, but that all come to repentance and to the knowledge of the truth. Let their eyes be open to the knowledge of the truth. That the wages of sin is death, but the gift of so nini na nini is eternal life. We speak eternal life over our children. Our children shall not die spiritually, naturally, or in any other way, but live to declare the works of so nini na nini. Father, according to your word, we pray you will bring health and healing and reveal to them the abundance of peace and truth. We ask that you cleanse them from all their iniquity by which they have sinned against you. Pardon all their iniquities by which they have sinned and transgressed, so they can be to you a name of joy, praise, and honor before all. Father in heaven, show them the error of their ways. Put a broken and a contrite spirit and heart in them. According to your word, a broken spirit and a contrite heart you won't despise or cast away. Allow the knowledge of your glory, of who you are, of who you truly are, fill them and cover them. Just as Kobe prayed for his sons, we pray for our children. Father, Modimo, you are our father. You formed us and you formed our children. And they are works of your hands. We pray that you deliver our children through your mercy from the hand of the enemy, who desire their lives to steal, kill, and destroy them. We ask that you save them from the snare of the fowler, for in your hand is power and might to save the few from the many. Give our children strength in heart and might to turn away from the abomination of homosexuality, bestiality, and let the enemy who is trying to bind them be subdued and fall by your power, so our children can live and not die in their sins. Father, you made them. You formed them. You are their help. You are their deliverer. So, Nini, you are their salvation. We ask that you pour out your set-apart spirit on our children and in our children's lives, and that your blessing on our offspring be upon them. They will spring up among the grass like willows, so that they will belong to so nini na nini. We thank you and ask that you continue to have mercy. We thank you and ask that you continue to cover them and look over them. Cover them under the shadow of your mighty wing and keep them as the apple of your eye. Be their real God. Let them no longer seek or take counsel from the ungodly or sit in the seat of the scornful, but let them delight in so nini na nini and allow them to see your face in righteousness, that they may be satisfied to be in your likeness. Cleanse them from their secret faults and keep them back from willful sin. Let not the spirit of homosexuality, depression, anxiety, anger, deception, lies, and all and any other spirits that are not like you have dominion over them. But Father, I ask you to confuse and disgrace these unclean spirits in the name of so nini na nini. We pray this believing that you hear and honor us and honor your word and your people. Watch over your word to perform it. It will not return to you empty, for you are not a liar. You can't lie, for before your word passes away, heaven and earth will pass away. We ask you to listen, hear, see, and remember your word over their lives for your name's sake and according to the covenant that you made with our fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And we give you thanks. We give you praise. We say motonda. We say thank you. We give you glory. We give you honor, Most High. We give you honor, Most High. For your name is great. In Kumbuaku, Yatundalala, your name is great and greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. 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 For your name is great and greatly to be praised. We sing praises to your name. So many praises to your name. So many, for your name is great and greatly to be praised.